Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Internet radio show. I am executive director and host, Brother Ben Brown Jr., and we do come to you live. We're coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, especially for those that are tuning in for the very first time. This is something that those that are tuned in often, they always hear me say, get your Bible, get your pen and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. So it's very important that you get your Bible, pen and paper so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. Why do we ask you to do this? Because we do not want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to think that we're making up things. That's why the word of God tells us, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So that's why we want you to be able to read it for yourself so that you won't think that we're making up things as we go. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, in the righteous, precious, holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in that name that we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made and you have allowed us to wake up and see. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. You are not like man. So we just thank you that you are not like man. So we just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I start with myself. Forgive me, my entire family, also Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful and committed doer of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift up everyone that may be tuned in or listening on tonight that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him. It's our hope and our prayer that on tonight, through your man of God, through Pastor Norman King, through your word, as you use him, that they would be able to open their own mouths. After hearing your word, they would confess their sins, and they would ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver if only you can. For we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. And also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up that family that has lost 9 members in the boating incident on last week. They have started having the homegoing services already. So we lift up that entire family and all of you, everyone that has been affected by that accident. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are dealing with the different wildfires all over the West Coast. Heavenly Father, we know that you allow certain things to come up on and into our lives for a reason. We know that it's not always the enemy, but we pray that your will continue to be done. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those all over the land that are dealing with the loss of loved ones on tonight. Heavenly Father, let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we want to come lifting up our president, and not only him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, touch their hearts and their minds that they will be able to show love and compassion and do what's right for all people all over the land so that you will be glorified in Jesus' name. And finally, Lord, we lift up all those that are tuned in into this ministry. We lift them up to you, and we pray, Lord, that you will grant them the desires of their hearts. We do not know where they are, but you know who they are and you know where they are. So we pray, Lord, and lift them up and ask that you will continue to bless them and the works of their hands and continue to bless every man and woman of God that is understanding behind your sacred desk on tomorrow, bringing forth your word is our prayer and desire, Lord, that you will move by your spirit even through them on tomorrow as your word goes forth through them, that many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified for your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, once God locked or shut the door, no man can reopen it. Ask Noah. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Once God locked or shut the door, no man can reopen it. Ask Noah. And some people may be asking if you're not familiar with the story of Noah in the Bible days. When the great flood came, the Lord told Noah and to get the different members of his family and the animals and take them on the ark. And God locked that door on the ark. Once they got in, and they were safe. And see, God locked the door so that no man will be able to unlock that door. So that's why when God locks a door, no man can open it. Because if God had allowed Noah to have the access to be able to reopen that door on that ark, when he heard those people screaming, trying to get in to save their lives, in his flesh, he would have opened that door to try to help save some. But God was in control. And so that's why we come to you with this spiritual food for thought for tonight. This is something very serious that we all need to consider and think about. Once again, once God locked or shut the door, no man can reopen it as Noah. Well, I thank God for what he is doing in the life of this worldwide ministry and this worldwide platform. I am so proud to announce that God has opened the door for other ministry leaders to be able to come and host their own shows up under my direction. I just thank God for what he's doing in the life of this worldwide ministry, because we know that it is of his doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So for those of you that may not be familiar, if you have a pen or paper, you might want to take this information down. I'm going to go real quickly over the new shows that are available to you that you can tune in and be blessed through the week as well by other hosts. I want you to know that it's not about me. I just thank God for opening this platform for me that I can turn around and be able to open the door for others that they can spread the good news of Jesus Christ, because we know that not only one person can spread the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why he has many vessels, many servants and ambassadors all around the world that still are being compelled to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that men, women, boys, and girls can be saved in Jesus' name. So I thank God for Jose Dorsey. His show title is Theologically Speaking. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Once again, that's Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey every first and third Thursday from 6:30 till 7 p.m. Then we were just blessed recently to have Clinically Speaking just started her very first show, and the host name is Sierra Renee, and her show title is Clinically Speaking, and she has done her first show on this past Thursday, and I thank God for what he is doing in the life of this, again, the life of this worldwide ministry. Clinically Speaking, for those of you that have your paper and pen, Clinically Speaking is aired each and every, I want to make sure I get this right so that you all can make sure you have it right for your notes. She's on every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night. Once again, Clinically Speaking with Sierra Renee. She is a psychologist, and her show airs each fourth Thursday night and every Saturday night, every first Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then finally, we have Ministry Impossible with my bishop, Bishop's armor bearer, none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. His show is titled Ministry Impossible. And why that strong title? Well, there is a word from the Lord that says, and his theme for his show is titled, With God All Things Are Possible. And that's found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 27. So, yes, once again, his show title, Minister Sharon Rambis, show title is Ministry Impossible, and his show airs each second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So his first show will be airing on Thursday, August 9th at 6:30 p.m. So that's what the Lord is doing through this worldwide ministry, and I am so grateful for what he's doing. Right now, we get ready to go to our music break, and then we got to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word very shortly. We'll be going to go to our music break. Encourage Yourself in the Lord, by Donald Lawrence. You know, we have so many Christians that are getting ready to throw in the towel. They feel like they want to give up and give in and give out. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, is give up and throw in the towel and not finish your course and not finish your race. And that's what the enemy wants, but that is not what God wants for you. So we want you to be encouraged in the Lord. So enjoy the music, Brian. Praise the Lord. Let me find it. I had it, but you know how the enemy gets. When you try to do something for the Lord, he can try to throw you off course. But thank God for patience. So we have to have patience. Bear with me, just 1 second. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, the devil is a liar, and we know this. I'm still trying to find that, so I just had it. I just had it before we came on the air, and that's how the enemy works. But we cannot be discouraged. We have to continue to move forward in the Lord and what he told us to do. So here we go. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Enjoy this.
You gotta pat your own self on the back, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, and that's a true song. I love that song. I love that song because sometimes I find myself, I have to encourage myself in the Lord. Yes, sometimes we do get weary in well-doing, and sometimes we do feel like giving up and throwing in a towel, but that's what the enemy wants you to do. But we know and we need to remember that the Word of God tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we are now ready for the Word of God. And I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He's going to bring the word on tonight. And for those of you that may be new to this program or this show, this worldwide platform, Pastor Norman King can now be heard over this worldwide platform each and every third and fourth Saturday night. He's a powerful, anointed man of God. So he's now coming forth to bring the word of God every third and fourth Saturday. I'm so excited for him and what the Lord is doing in his life. So now I present to you Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word on tonight.
Amen. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity, Brother James. I love the Lord, and I take my the ministry assignment very serious, and I'm so grateful and humbly grateful to be here tonight to allow myself to be used by God. And we want to just get into the scriptures. Tonight we're looking at Matthew 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. King James Version says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you again for the opportunity that you have granted. We pray, Father God, as the prayer has went forth already by Brother James, and we're praying now, Father, that we all be decreased, especially me, and that you be increased. Pray, Father, that there is someone out there that's in need to hear what you want to speak to me tonight, and that as they receive it, Father God, that they don't just let it be doormat, but they allow themselves to be used in whatever way that you may bring it to them, Father God, that it can be life-changing for them. We just pray, Father God, for this ministry as a whole, and thank you again for all what you have done and what you are doing. And we just say thank you, Father God, and we just pray that if someone, Father God, will take this word, Father God, and apply it to their life, and then may share it with others as well, Father God. In these we ask tonight, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, I want to use as a topic, don't lose your flavor. Again, don't lose your flavor. Amen. As the word of God says that ye, and this was Jesus speaking. He was speaking, and he wanted his disciples to know, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, amen. And I'm going to go and read this in Amplified. It says in 13 in Amplified, ye are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden under by men. And I think about that 13th verse, and we know salt is something that's used, whoever uses it, but you use it because it's going to enhance the taste of whatever you put it on. But we know that if any way that salt become damaged before you put it in a salt shaker and to put it on food, meat, whatever you want to put it on, It's not possible for it to do what it intended to do. So anyway, this is what Jesus is saying to his disciples. You are the salt of the earth. We, my brothers and sisters, are the salt of the earth. Amen. And there is so much in this little parable. But the main thrust is distinctiveness. And I want to really listen to this word tonight because it's very distinct. Salt is distinctively different from the thing upon which it is put. Now, by nature and by purpose, it is different. So are believers. See, he tried to bring this for us to Christians, the believers, to understand that we are the salt. Amen. And that there are distinctively different. They are talking about salt, talking about believers. Amen. The salt, yes, and the salt is us. So we are distinctively different by nature and by purpose. Amen. By nature, believers, talk about us, come on, are a new creation, born of God. Now, you look this scripture up, and you'll find its references in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and 1 Peter 1, verse 23. I'm going to say it again, by nature, talking about the believer. Believers are a new creation, born of God. Now, by purpose, believers are to penetrate and change the very taste of the earth. That's what we're supposed to do, my brothers and sisters. Amen. We're supposed to penetrate and change the very taste of the earth. They are like salt. We are like salt. Amen. The disciples' character is like salt. Are you a disciple? If you are a disciple, then this applies to you. Believers are called and designed, meaning that they are made to be the salt of the earth. Amen. I'm going to go down a list and talk about different purposes of salt. Amen. And take it personally, amen. Several things can be said about salt that point out just what Jesus means. Because we want to get a understanding. King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get understanding. So you want to point out a few things what Jesus meant by this. Salt is distinctive. It is totally different from the food or object upon which it is put. The power, now I want you to remember that when I talk about salt, I'm talking about us. Amen. The power of salt lies in this difference. Believers, just as salt, are to be different from the world. Amen. We are to be different from the world. Be in it, but not of it. Come on, somebody. Amen. The power of their lives, talking about us, and their testimony lies in their being different and distinctive. Amen. So we are not to be like the world. We are to be different from the world. We are to be distinctive. Amen. They are to be talking about us. And we find this example in James 1:27. They are, meaning the salt, talking about the believer, are to be unspotted from the world. Amen. We got a scripture over in Romans 12:2. This is what it says. Familiar scripture. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Amen. We have another scripture here, 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. It says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. But we got to be distinctive, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Amen. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to read this, James 1:27, that I referred to about the unspotted from the world. It says, pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's why it's very important, salt, believers, for us to be what? Different from the world, for us to be distinctive. Amen. Because we, as it says in James 1:27, we are to be, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Amen. Now, my first point was that salt is distinctive. Number two, salt preserves. Amen. It keeps things from going bad and decaying. Amen. It cleanses and disinfects. Amen. Believers, talking about us again, just as salt, are to cleanse and preserve the world. See, the world is crying out, my brothers and sisters. They might not even know it. When we walk in our in our God-given assignment, position, what have you, there is a cause and the effects of the atmosphere that we are in. Amen. Because of the anointing, because of the Holy Spirit inside of us. Amen. In other words, there could be someone not even realizing why they begin to act abnormal from what they used to act in. And it's because of the anointing that's on us. It's because we are operating, just like this message tonight, talking about salt. Amen. They are to disinfect, talking about us again, y'all, the believer. We are to disinfect the world and keep the germs of the world from causing things to go bad. Now, I know you're telling me, probably saying he out of his mind, right? No, look at the thing from a kingdom perspective. Look at it in the spirit, not from a world, not from a carnal mind. Amen. Philippians says, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. So if you're going to understand what I'm saying tonight, you got to be in the spirit. You got to understand that mind that Jesus had, we're supposed to have. Come on. Amen. Here we go, talking about us again. We are to save the world from corruption. Now, yes, all this stuff going on is the way you talk about, Pastor. What I'm saying is that when you walk in your assignment, amen, you're going to cause some things to change. Amen. In other words, there's a spiritual warfare going on around you all the time. Amen. In other words, if we walk in our God calling, there's going to be some cause and effects always taking place around us, whether you can see it or not. But I guarantee you, if you strive, if you seek, if you desire the fullness of God, that he will give you discernment over the matter. Amen. Salt preserves. Amen. Now, let's see here. 1 Peter 1:22-25 says this. I got to read it, y'all, because it's going to open up what I'm talking about thus far. And this is what the word says, 1 Peter 1:22-25. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. This is some serious stuff, y'all. See that ye love one another with what? A pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, what? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth, what? Forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flowers of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falleth away. Here we go, y'all. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I'm asking someone tonight to have a spiritual upgrade. Amen. You may be down in the dump. I don't know. It's between you and God, not between you and me. You may be wrestling with something right now. It's like you take your car in for a tune-up. And tonight, allow the Holy Spirit to upgrade your spirit tonight as we go down this line, talk about the different ways and the purposes of salt. My third example of salt, I told you before, that salt is distinctive. Amen. Number two, salt preserves. Number three, salt penetrates, inserts a new quality, a substance, and life. Amen. It changes that upon which it is put. Now, for you salt lovers, relate to what I'm saying. You like put salt on your grits and salt on your greens, or salt on your apple, or salt, whatever it is, chicken, whatever, right? And you get accustomed to it because it's giving you what? Flavor. Amen. And all of a sudden, somebody slides something in on you, and right away you realize that that flavor that you are accustomed to ain't there. Just like you share the word of God with somebody, and they've been receiving that flavor, in other words, coming from your spirit, amen, whether it's joy, peace, whatever it may be, right? All of a sudden, now they're seeing you different, and they realize there's something wrong with that flavor that I'm used to from this brother or sister, amen? So believers are likewise, to penetrate the world and insert a new life into it. See, this is our calling, y'all. Amen. Well, what you mean, Pastor? Well, it tells us, and I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5:17. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And Paul goes on to say that all old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Here we go again, Paul, in Ephesians 4:24. He said, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. I'm talking about a spiritual upgrade tonight. Amen. We're talking about we don't want to lose our flavor, y'all. So in order for us to not lose our flavor, there are some things that we got to do. Amen. Number four, salt. Getting to what my message is talking about. Salt flavors. It influences the taste of things. We who like salt, I personally don't deal with it like I used to because of different things that it affects in my body. Amen. So, but I do notice from experience that salt do have an influence on how things taste. Amen. Just like sugar, for example, it has an influence, right? But now remember this salt is relating to us, y'all. It takes a bland, tasteless food and makes it relishing. Amen. Just like you and I, the believer. Believers are to sow flavor and influence the world for Christ. Amen. That's what we supposed to be doing, my brothers and my sisters. We're supposed to be adding. Come on, somebody. We're supposed to not just add, but just change the environment, change the atmosphere of the world. Amen. It takes us to be on one accord, y'all. Amen. So what I'm saying is that when we walk in our God assignment, when we are in the position the way we have been ordained, when we line up according to God's word, amen, we're going to influence the world for Christ. We are to take the bland and the tasteless and salt them and make them revelation within the world. Amen. So a bad situation is supposed to be brought about change by me and you walking out God's assignment. Amen. It may be jacked up from the floor, but when we show up, y'all, come on, somebody, huh? Because we got the flavor of God, and having the flavor of God means that we got God's what? Favor. Amen. We got God's favor. Amen. Now, as I keep on talking about this flavor, what I'm leading up to, I'm leading up to Galatians 5:22-23. This is what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit, see, this is flavor, y'all. Come on, somebody, huh? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And this is what he finished out with. Against such, there is no law. Amen? So we're supposed to bring about change. We're supposed to change the way things taste. Amen. Change the way the atmosphere is. Are you hearing me, church? In other words, you got a situation just so chaotic. But because you are walking as the salt of the earth, as you are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's going to bring a change in the atmosphere. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, it's time for you to be upgraded in your wisdom and your knowledge, tell somebody, in the way that God's word is designed, amen, for us to walk in. Another thing about salt is quiet. It is visible, but it works silently, making no noise whatsoever doing its work. It's like you and I, the believer, the salt of the earth. We are the salt. Come on, y'all. We got to accept the responsibility and say the word of God, which Jesus spoke these words. He said, ye are the salt. I am the salt. Amen. We are the salt. Amen. We are the salt what, of the earth. Amen. And we ought to work quietly and discreetly. Amen. Don't try to be showboat, trying to say stuff to be seen by people. Amen. 1 Peter 3:4 says, let it, meaning your behavior, be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen. Another thing about salt, I told you the last point was salt is quiet. Now, salt spreads. Its flavor spreads all about. A sprinkle of salt has a widespread effect. Now, y'all, I told you, every time I talk about salt, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. Amen. So even though I give this example to make it relative to what I'm leading to, amen, the believer, that's you and me, the believer's salt spreads far and wide. Amen. So in other words, when we walk in our God assignment, in our God ordained position, we are touching lives. We are changing lives because of the Holy Spirit, what? That's inside of us. 1 Peter 3:15, this is what it says. 1 Peter 3:15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in what? Your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with what? Meekness and fear. Amen. Another angle about salt. Salt is irrepressible. Once applied, it cannot be stopped. Have y'all ever put too much salt on your food before? Salt shaker had some big old holes on it. You thought it hit small holes, and you get it, and you try to spring it, wipe it off and everything, and you can't because it's got down into the meat, right? And then you mess around and get smart and go and put it on the sink and wash it off, and then you mess the meat up. Come on, huh? Amen. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that according to Isaiah 55:10-11, this is what it says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return it not thither, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Come on, salt, y'all. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall, come on somebody, it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall not only accomplish, it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I heard Brother James say earlier that God cannot lie. So receive the word. Salt. Come on, somebody, huh? Now, I know we're winding down here, but I want to still deal with this issue because, see, this is a more than just a one-time sermon because I can't get off 13 tonight, y'all. I know I referenced 13 through 16, but I can't get off of 13. Amen, because you don't want to take and move too quick. I say this in humor, but it was truth, though. When they first came out with them gas grills, my mom could burn now. She cooks the food now. But that gas grill, the first came out with them, burnt her food up, and she never touched it no more. Come on. Stay in your lane. Amen. Now, the place of ministry for you and me, come on, is not heaven. I know we got some folks that are still hand bound in the earth for good, but our place of ministry is in the earth. That's why Jesus said we are the salt of the earth. The world is the place where believers are to move about and salt. Receive the word, my brothers and sisters, huh? Live in ministry. In minister, right? Why? Because the world is, number one, bland and tasteless. All right, the world. Number two, the world is decaying and rotten. Rotting, all right? And number three, the world is corrupting and foul. Too many believers live as though they are already in heaven. Can I get a witness? Come on, huh? I'm going to say it again. Too many believers live as though they are already in heaven, safe and secured from all harm. They do not pay enough attention to what? This earth, its needs, it's turning bad, it's decay, it's corruption. While on this earth, believers, that's you and me, y'all, are called. That's why Jesus, now these are Jesus' words in these scripture references, right? Believers are called to what? Salt and flavor the earth, not heaven. Come on. Don't be so rushed to get to heaven because without time is we going. But focus on the day-to-day. We are in the earth, and we are the salt of the earth. Come on, somebody, huh? We are to flavor with this salt, with this Jesus. Jesus is the salt, y'all. Come on, huh? Come on. Come on. Jesus is the salt. So as long as Jesus is inside of us, come on, the Holy Ghost, come on, y'all. Amen. We are to flavor the earth. There is a sense in which the church is the salt factory. Receive the word, y'all. As old folks say, this is getting gooder and gooder, huh? In which
Amen.
The church
yes,
is the salt factory, and the world is the marketplace for the salt. The world is a marketplace for you and me. Too much salt is being stored. Come on. Y'all, oh, okay. All right, Bro J. Mike, I got to say this. Amen. Too much salt is being stored and locked up at the church. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. Too much salt is being stored up and locked up at the church. There is not enough salt being sent out into the marketplace. And the result is the world is not being salted and flavored enough. That's what we get in Luke. Hey, that's what we get in Luke 10:2. Therefore, said he unto them, Jesus was loved, boy, he was loaded, boy. He said, the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few.
Yes,
pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth labors into this harvest. Now, I'm going to say something to you now. This word here is a word that come out way back yonder. Come on. Now, I don't really say talk the way, but sometimes I like to talk like that because it helped me keep, stay connected with my, oh, okay, my mama, Maggie Mae, yeah. Okay. But look, y'all, I love my godly humor because God did me. He worked me this way. Amen. But look for a minute here, right? Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth labors to the world. See, that's already been done. He already said it. He ain't got to come back and say it again. It's already been spoken. Amen.
That's right.
We are the salt. Come out for the four walls of the church that you may go out, salt, we the salt now, and go out into the marketplace. Amen. Which is the world. Amen. I heard you say earlier, Brother James, I'm going to quote Galatians 6:9. It says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the key right there. If we faint, amen. Look at here.
Yes, sir.
So now the disciples, so our mission is to salt the earth. That's why I can't get off verse 13 tonight. Maybe 14 through 16 is for another day, Brother James, but tonight is 13. Amen. The disciples' mission is to salt the earth. And this is a critical point, my brothers and sisters. Believers are the salt of the earth, not of heaven. We can't do nothing to salt heaven. Amen. We cannot penetrate, flavor, or preserve heaven. Amen. Any relationship whatsoever that we have with heaven is a gift from heaven. Come on. Amen. However, believers are the salt of the earth. And they can penetrate. We can penetrate. We can flavor, and we can preserve the earth. Amen. But two things are necessary. Two things are necessary before a person can salt the earth. And we get them down there, y'all. Amen. Believers must have salt in themselves. Mark 9:50 says this. It says salt is good. But if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. That's why some of what I'm saying is not working, because we're operating without substance. Believer, we must spread out into the world. Get out of them church buildings, all these conferences.
Yeah,
come on, huh?
Lord,
go out beyond the wall where the world is, where the world is crying out for salt, but we can't go out there because we spend too much time within salt with salt instead of salt being dispensed out to the world. Amen? But one thing that
go to the
must be known.
And the hedges go to the hedges on the highways. Hedges in the highways.
Amen. When a believer scatters into the world, his salt is necessary and useful. There is no salt other than the believer salt. Come on, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Huh?
Right.
I told you got to go for a spiritual upgrade tonight. Amen. Look at it from a kingdom perspective. Amen. There is no salt other than the believer's salt. There is nothing else that can salt the earth. Nothing whatsoever. We are the ones. No one, I don't care what. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm speaking from the word of God. I believe the word. Amen. And we got to speak what the word of God says, and that's it. Nothing else can salt the earth. Amen. The task is the believers and heals alone. The success of the mission rests upon the believer and him alone. Amen. This is what it says in Colossians 4:6. It says, let your speech be always with grace. I don't care how mad you get. This is what the word says. You're not excused or exempt. Come on. Let your speech be always with grace. Seasoned. This is Colossians 4:6, y'all. Seasoned with salt. And that's Jesus, y'all. That's Jesus. That ye may know
how you ought to
answer every man. Amen. And that's why we got the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations salt. Ah. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Another Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Get out of that church. Salt.
Amen.
Don't go out there in the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I'm going to keep on going because I'm Amen. Amen. Now, let me take this icing and put this icing on this cake, y'all. Judgment. The danger of the disciple is that of becoming useless and destructive. See? There's a danger that we will become useless and destructive. Salt does not lose its sauces and flavor. However, in the time of Christ, the salt of Palestine was gathered in such a manner that dirt and other impurities were often mixed with it. The salt was thus useless and good for nothing. In fact, it actually destroyed the fertility of the soil. Therefore, it was not only useless, but destructive. And that's how we are. That's why so much stuff is going on in churches right now, because we're not obeying the word of God, and then we arguing amongst each other. We are fighting, people taking guns, and, oh, y'all heard me tonight. Huh?
Amen.
All this stuff because the judgment of God is being issued because we is spending too much time with salt. Come on. And because we are doing that, we're not operating in obedience. Amen. See, this is a picture of a backslider, of a believer who loses his flavor and saltiness or testimony. Three things can be said about the backslider. He becomes useless just as salt does. Come on, somebody. Huh? More that water down salt, more that salt down, all these people got these different brands of salt, and you used to some top quality salt. Come on, huh? And somebody just slips something in there, and you like, hold up, wait a minute, hold. That ain't right. That's the same way some people talk about you and me. If we ain't walking right, they see it, they know. Amen.
Amen.
Now, second thing is that he is of no value, the backslider, huh? He may as well be cast out and trodden underfoot. He actually destroys the fertility of some out in the world by becoming a stumbling block. Come on, somebody. And by not being able to salt them. That's why Luke 9:62 says, and Jesus said to them, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Huh?
That's the word.
Come on, somebody, huh? And Luke 11:26 says, it's right here. Then goeth he and take it. Okay, no, I'm going to leave that alone tonight. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and get returned and say, oh, to Brother James. If the believer's salt loses its flavor, the believer will experience the judgment of God. That's the word, y'all. That's why in verse 13, I'm going to read it again. Ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt have lost its savior. Y'all see that? Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Brother James, I'm turning this over to you I'm done. I need to go and play my song.
That is a listen. That is a powerful word of tonight. Yes, most definitely, you would have to do part and maybe part three to this message.
Praise God.
This is a much needed word. This is a much needed word, and it's serious. This is a much needed word for such a time as this. It is high time for the body of Christ to do what we have been commanded to do, not by man, but by God Himself. As Christians, yes, I totally agree. It's all right to go into the house of worship within the four walls to give God praise, glory, and honor as a body of believers. That's what we're supposed to do. But the
Amen.
Question is, what are you doing? What are you doing beyond the four walls of the church? People are hurting.
Amen.
People are dying every day. People are dying, and they're taking their God gifts, anointed gifts and talents to the grave without them ever being used, and God is not pleased with that. So God is not pleased with the body of Christ today. So it behooves all of us to be about our Heavenly Father's business. Once again, as Pastor Norman King would always say, yes, and truly, indeed, it is getting late in the evening. Don't you see the signs? And God is about to send His Son back to receive His children. So what are you doing with your God purpose on tonight? Yes, this is a very good topic. This is a very serious message. Don't lose your flavor. So I see right now, Pastor Norman King, yes, you may have to do part two or even a part three to this. I was so
Amen.
In tune to this message, this word on tonight, I just got full. And so I pray that this word has been received and loved by the listeners on tonight, and that you will do according to the word that you have received on tonight, not just Pastor Norman King, but through the word that came through Pastor Norman King, through the Holy Spirit, that you don't lose your flavor in being what God has called and anointed for you to do and to be for His glory in the earth, that you are the salt of the earth. So we need to remember that as Christians on today. Pastor Norman King, that was a powerful word on tonight.
I'm telling you,
I just can't help myself. That's a powerful word. This is a strong word. A lot of people don't want to hear this word, but this is the type of preaching that needs to be taught and preached today in the church.
Amen.
Because we're not being about our Father's business. We're so caught up in the world. Now we're doing our own thing. And God is not pleased. Souls are being lost and going to hell every day because the body of Christ are having their own hidden motives and agendas, and God is not pleased with it. So you continue to be the man that God has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. And yes, most indeed, we will pick up on this topic when you come back on the air again. Get ready for part two, listeners, and maybe part three. We're just going to let the Lord use Pastor Norman King and let the Lord have His way through him, that people need to hear this word and get this word down in your spirit and then work according to what you hear and receive in the word. So right now we're going to close out tonight's program in prayer as we all do. Father God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor for who you are. And Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, for we know that your word is true. You are not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot feel nor change. So we are standing on your word. We're standing on your promises. You are a faithful God. And Heavenly Father, we know that you are a faithful God because you have no respect to our persons. And what you say is going to happen, it's going to happen, and no man can do anything about it. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for Pastor Norman King. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to anoint him anew and afresh. Use him for your glory, Heavenly Father, even more than he ever thought he would be used by you in the earth for your glory. So we bless you on tonight. We thank you for his ministry. Continue to bless his family and the works of his hands. Not only him, but every faithful, committed doer of your word, who are being doers of your word and not just hearers only in the earth today. For your glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all those who are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, listeners,
amen.
Know that I do pray for you. I do not know who you are. I do not know what you are, but we serve a God who is everywhere at the same time. So he knows exactly who you are and where you are, and he knows exactly what you stand in need of. So you hold on to your faith, encourage yourself in the Lord if you need to, whatever it takes, stand on the word of God, stay in the word, stay connected to God, and don't lose your flavor. So that's the word for the night. I pray that someone has been blessed and helped by this word. I know I was. So we want you to remember this song as we close out tonight. Thank God that Jesus knew that our life was worth living, that he came and died and paid his sacrifice and sacrificed his life to you and for me, that we can live again forever with our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And if you're able, find yourself in the house of the Lord tomorrow, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Why? He is truly worthy in Jesus' name. Until the next time, good night.
You clean me up.